Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet NCC cadets, NSS volunteers, Youth Exchange Program cadets, tableau artists and tribal guests of Republic Day celebrations 2025 in New Delhi today. A program has been organized at the Prime Minister's residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Mark, where Mr. Modi will interact with the tableau artists who work behind the curtains, as well as the NCC cadets who will participate in the Republic Day parade this year. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar attended a function at Samastipur in Bihar on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President said, Mr. Thakur dedicated his entire life to social justice and made many efforts in this direction.
जाति धर्म और वर्ग से ऊपर उठकर समानता को दृष्टिगत रखते हुए विकास को संपन्न करते थे आज केंद्र से लेकर बिहार तक की सरकारें उनके सपनों को आगे बढ़ा रही है और उनकी वाई वाई हो रही है आज प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी किशन मोड में हर घर में पाइप के पानी हर घर में गैस कनेक्शन हर घर में शौचालय हर घर में बिजली ऐसा संपन्न करने वाली जनहितैषी नीतियों को जुनून के साथ लागू कर रहे हैं गत 10 वर्षों में भारत ने जो विकास का उछाल देखा है वो दुनिया में बेमिसाल है किसी भी देश ने इतनी बड़ी प्रगति नहीं देखी जितनी गत 10 वर्ष में भारत ने देखी है
The birth anniversary function was held at Karpuri Gram, in which several dignitaries, including the Governor of Bihar, Arif Muhammad Khan, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan took part. Prime Minister Modi also paid tributes to former Bihar Chief Minister Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Mr. Thakur's life and ideals will continue to inspire every generation of the country. As Delhi gears up for the upcoming assembly elections on the 5th of next month, leaders from all major political parties have intensified their efforts to woo the voters. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami is scheduled to address a public rally in the New Delhi constituency this evening. Senior BJP leader and former Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur will hold multiple public meetings in Mangolpuri, New Delhi and Dwarka constituencies. Meanwhile, BJP MP from New Delhi, Bansuri Swaraj, is expected to interact with voters in Shalimar Bagh constituency this evening. Former BJP MP Lokit Chatterjee will also campaign in the Karol Bagh and Kalkaji constituencies. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party's national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will conduct road shows in Najafgarh, Uttamnagar and Dwarka constituencies. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is scheduled to hold a mega rally in Madhepur constituency in favour of party candidate J.P. Panwar. National Girl Child Day is being celebrated across the nation today with a focus on raising awareness about the rights, education, health and safety of girls in the society. Observed annually on the 24th of January, this day serves as a reminder of the importance of treating every girl with respect and ensuring they have equal opportunities to grow, learn and thrive. The day also marks the anniversary of Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao scheme, launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 22nd of January 2015. The theme for National Girl Child Day 2025 is Empowering Girls for a Bright Future. This theme emphasized the need to offer girls equal opportunities to lead and shape their future while recognizing their role in the society. In the US, a federal judge yesterday temporarily blocked President Trump's executive order denying US citizenship to the children of parents residing in the country illegally or on temporary visas. US District Judge John Coffenauer issued a 14-day temporary block, calling it blatantly unconstitutional. And in Australian Open tennis, second seed German Alexander Zverev has advanced to the men's singles final after seventh seed Novak Djokovic retired during the semi-final match at the Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne today. In a shocking move, the 10-time Australian Open champion Djokovic was forced to retire due to an injury after losing the first set. And that is the end of this news bulletin.